Are you married? Are you thinking about getting married? Have you been married for a long time? How did you go about, I guess, you know, making it all click? If you, especially if you've been married a long time. You know, there's a lot of work involved in that. There are people nodding right now. Yeah, I know. It's not always easy. Not every day is easy. But, you know, did you plan for your marriage? Or did it just all come about spontaneously? Like, you know, you both saw the Vegas sign, the off ramp at the same time. You hit the little chapel. Does it work like that? Do good marriages work like that? Are there some common denominators to factor in out there? Let's find out with our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, who's been part of a good marriage for a good long time now. Himself, good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, Dave. Good to talk to you, my friend. I know you've been married quite a while yourself.
Three, four, five years now, something like that. Or maybe you put another numeral at the end of that. Yeah, it's been a while. It's been fun. But the planning idea. Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, I find a lot of people, in fact, amazingly, a large number of people that get married, never really planned about what a marriage is, what it entails. Sure, they've dated, they may have lived together, but the idea of being married is very different. Expectations change. Like, what do you expect of this person? You know, what do they think, expect of each other? You run into children in terms of how you're going to raise them. Different ideas on this, even religion, what type of spirituality are you going to have in the home?
Mm-hmm.
Money, one we don't talk about a lot, but my goodness, does that cause tremendous havoc in homes? What to buy, who's going to spend it, you know, this type of thing. Time together, what does that mean? Is it family, is it team, the two of you? The intimacy, not number one on the top, but certainly very critical in terms of maintaining relationship. And then family, what's your relationship going to be with the in-laws, with the interaction with family? And, of course, general communication, the idea of being able to communicate effectively with each other. And people just aren't really ready so often. I was part of pre-Cana with the Roman Catholic Church in Ingham County for many years. And that, I think, can be very, very helpful. But it is surprising. People can spend months waiting in terms of buying a house, buying a car, in terms of a place that they might want to live. But when it comes to the most important decision, your spouse, it's amazing how many people say, well, we thought it would work out. We thought once we were married we could hammer out these issues. And that type of thinking and other factors lead to a 50% divorce rate. So if there's anything that can be done to keep people together, particularly when we have children involved, and having a long, happy marriage and life together, then I think we have to really take a look at that. And I think people would do very well to plan and really look at these key areas. You know, it's not nuclear science or anything. We're talking here about what do you expect of each other, how are you going to raise your children, how are you going to be spending money in terms of time you're spending together, intimacy in terms of what's your level of sex going to be, how are you going to work things in terms of family, how are you going to be dealing with other family members, and then just general communication. How do you talk to each other? How do you interact? Do you say, please do this for me, or get up and get it now? I mean, this is what happens. And marriages, unfortunately, often end with people hating each other, angry, disputes over children, disputes over just anything you can imagine. So if you can keep the marriage, keep it going well, keep the love in it, then it can be a wonderful long life together.
Dr. John Braccio here, Regional Psychological Services, our guest. Doc, I'll take this in a slightly different direction now. What about second marriages? Do you find with patients, clients who come there, that people make the same mistakes again? Or do you find that people generally learn from those first time around? Maybe they didn't plan the first time around and they have a laundry list, or do they overplan? Now they're saying, boy, it has to meet all these things, otherwise no go. It's just, you know, it's like, you know, picking out fruit at the store. So you don't leave room for the heart. Which is it?
If I can generalize, I believe second marriages are often better than first marriages in terms of people, in terms of choice and reality. A lot of times I've had many people over the years saying, if they had been more realistic and accepted what marriage really was, they would have stayed in the first marriage. But they were either immature, thoughts the expectations were such that they felt it wasn't going well. Then they get married a second time, and they begin to realize there are many of the same issues. But they're more mature. They recognize they have to work more as a team. You can't win every battle. In fact, the wisest thing to do is choose your battles and just generally try to get along. If each gives a 60-40, you know, then you each get 50. But when I see people on their third, fourth, fifth, and sixth, then I begin to think they're just not good at making choices, or they just don't want to stay in a marriage. But as far as second marriages, I would say often people make far better decisions than the first time.
Yeah, I love the way you do the number divvy, because I've told my own kids before too, you know, that everybody, you know, 50-50, equal. Yeah, all things being equal, but at the moments in a marriage, I mean, that's the for better or worse part. It might be 90-10 at some point for some particular issue. It might be 75-25, and being accepting of that and knowing that the shoe can be on the other foot down the line, that's part of the, to me, that's just part of the flow of how it goes. But the true divvy down the middle, it's not. There aren't too many things that are like that, not even with the dishes. I mean, you know, just it doesn't work out that way.
Well, that is true. I do believe this, being married over 40 years, I do believe that a good marriage, there's nothing really better than that. When you have a good relationship, and if you have family, you have friends, you can lead a wonderful life together. Far better, I believe, than being single or trying to divvy up one kid here, one there, this type thing. Just if you can be mature, make good decisions, work on it. I think having spirituality is also important in most cases. And so just work as a team, work on love, work on understanding, active listening, really hearing what your spouse has to say, and thinking of yourself as a team player, and just thinking as we and not just I, and making sure that you always have a date night, that you have time to share, that you plan for intimacy, that you just work on really loving and caring. And if you do that, boy, it can be a wonderful life. If not, it is really a very, very hard, an H-E-L-L on life, on earth.
Yeah.
So we just want to get along and have as good a life as we can and really be happy. How does that sound? A happy
person. No, it sounds wonderful. By the way, going out together, sitting next to each other, and then texting each other from like 2 feet away does not qualify as date night. I'm just saying, you know, I've seen that done before, and I'm just saying that's not date night in any language, tech or otherwise. DrJohnB.com is the website. You'll find the podcast to this visit and others there as well. This will be there and archived very shortly. Regional Psychological Services, East Lansing, our good friend, Dr. John Braccio. Good advice this morning. Always good to talk to you. Have a wonderful day.
Baby, you, Paisano. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, more ahead on the Morning Wake Up. We're going to, as I mentioned before, revisit Cuba and something going on post-President Obama visit. That's next, 1320 WILS.